Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're discussing an article called Measuring What Matters, CRM Analytics and KPIs That Drive Business Decisions by Brett Allegre-Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And the core premise is a pretty confronting one. Most businesses collect data, very few actually use it.
That's Brett's starting point. There's a persistent gap between the numbers sitting in a CRM and the decisions actually being made. Spreadsheets get exported, dashboards get ignored, and gut instinct quietly takes over again.
Which costs money. Unpredictable growth, misallocated resources, and no clear answer for why last quarter's campaign underperformed.
Exactly. And his answer isn't more data. It's the right data, organized intelligently, tied directly to actions that move revenue. The problem with most CRM setups is fragmentation. One tool tracking website visits, another for email campaigns, a separate platform for support tickets, another for the sales pipeline.
Each one telling a partial story.
Right, and reconciling them takes more time than acting on them. The case Brett makes is for a single source of truth, where every touchpoint flows through one system, so every metric you pull is drawing from a complete picture, not a fragment.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics. Which metrics does he say actually drive decisions?
He covers five. First is lead-to-customer conversion rate. What percentage of leads entering your pipeline actually become paying customers? When that number drops, it usually points to one of three things: a qualification problem, a follow-up gap, or a disconnect between what marketing promises and what sales delivers.
That last one is probably the most common and the hardest conversation to have internally.
The second is cost per acquired customer. When your marketing campaigns, ad spend, funnel performance, and sales activity all live in the same platform, calculating true acquisition cost becomes straightforward rather than a quarterly accounting exercise.
Third,
pipeline velocity. How fast is money moving through your sales pipeline? It combines the number of opportunities, average deal value, win rate, and average sales cycle length into a single figure, revenue your pipeline generates per day.
And when velocity slows, you can actually pinpoint whether it's volume, deal size, conversion, or cycle length. You're diagnosing, not guessing.
That's his point exactly. Fourth is customer lifetime value. Acquisition is expensive. Retention is profitable. CLV tells you the total revenue a customer is expected to generate over their relationship with your business, and that shapes smarter decisions about how much to invest in acquisition and which customer segments to focus on.
There's a detail here worth flagging. Brett mentions database reactivation bots that re-engage dormant customers, people who already know and trust your brand at a fraction of the cost of a cold prospect.
Which is a far better use of budget than always chasing new names. Fifth is reputation and review performance. And Brett's argument is that this is a revenue driver, not a vanity metric. Businesses with higher review scores convert more website visitors, win more competitive comparisons, and retain customers longer. For multi-site or franchise operators, you can track how reputation is trending by location.
Okay, so we've got five solid metrics, but here's the question I think most owners would ask. Knowing the number is one thing, acting on it is different. What closes that gap?
Automation. Brett gives a practical example. Your pipeline velocity dashboard shows a sharp slowdown in a particular service line.
And in most businesses, someone has to notice that report, diagnose the cause, brief the relevant team, and manually adjust the process.
Which takes time you often don't have. In a connected platform, you build workflows that respond to metric thresholds automatically. They augment your sales process, triggering re-engagement sequences, alerting sales managers, switching leads to different nurture tracks, without anyone having to intervene manually.
The same applies to churn. If a customer's engagement drops below a threshold, fewer opens, no recent purchases, an automated reactivation sequence fires before the relationship deteriorates.
That's the practical meaning of a single source of truth. It's not just about seeing everything in one place. It's about the system being able to act on what it sees.
And for franchise operators or anyone running multiple locations, you need to compare performance across sites, not just look at the business as a whole.
Brett covers that specifically. A consolidated view across all locations, with individual operators able to see and manage their own data. Benchmarking becomes a practical management exercise, not a quarterly reporting headache. And he mentions the platform can be operational in weeks rather than months, which matters when you're rolling it across multiple sites.
So what's the one thing a listener should actually do this week?
Pick one of those five metrics and check whether your current system actually tracks it end to end. Not just captures the number, but connects it to something you can act on. If it doesn't, that's your starting point.
And mine would be to count how many tools you're currently using to manage your customer journey. If the answer is more than two, the fragmentation is probably already costing you.
Both worth checking. The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want this kind of measurement and automation working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there too.
Worth doing. Thanks for joining us.